Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. It is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio is Thursday, but it is not Carl and Linda. It is Clark and Clark.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, and we're so happy to be here with you this morning. Sharon and I are going to be sharing all kinds of great information with you. The 57 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 60, sunny with a high near 80. 60? 80.
It was, I thought it was going to be
80.
Yeah. 80. My eyes are not working really well this morning. Okay, and a low of 38. And rain likely on Saturday, Friday night, slight chance of showers, a high of 73 and a low of.
Like right around 35.
30. I've got messy and my radio's going off.
Okay. It's still early.
It's still early.
It's totally early.
And my eyes are simply not working. But anyway, so on Saturday, we're going to have showers, a high of.
For Saturday?
Go ahead with the weather.
Okay, let's see. For Saturday, a high of 56 and a low of 39. 55 for Sunday with a low of 36. It looks like more rain expected as well for Monday with a high of 56. It's currently clear. Red Bluff is 50, 49 in Anderson, 43 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 46 degrees in downtown Reading. Now, Trace, I know it is early, ladies. I'm so glad you're here.
You know what? My eyes are totally fogged over, and I don't wear glasses.
And
so
sometimes the lighting.
For whatever reason, the lighting.
The lighting in there.
I read that statement. My soul. Well, weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Prairie. It's our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Well, God, Sharon, I hope you're in better shape than I am. That is the weirdest thing. Have you ever not? I mean, I don't wear glasses or anything like that. So for me not to be able to pick up something and read
That's happened.
I don't
know
whether it's the glare or what, but better use some eye drops.
Well, it's happening to me because I had LASIK surgery, you know, like 10 years ago. So I have got readers everywhere now. Like, I've got all different colors, all different kinds, every drawer. I mean, I just reach in between the console and the car because I've got to have the readers now.
Well, and you know, I had LASIK surgery, my goodness, a long, long time ago. Then a couple of years ago, I had to actually have, and I went through that all of a sudden. I couldn't see, and I was doing the reader thing. But then I had cataract surgery on both eyes, and since then I'm perfect again.
Yeah, which is
and have
great.
Not had
yeah.
it until
so maybe
this
I'll come
morning.
Back to that.
Maybe I better get in the box and dig out the reader. How fun was that? So,
oh my gosh!
Oh gosh, what a thing we're going through here with this. You know, I keep trying to in my mind think that it's not a good time to panic. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. We've been through these things before. I kind of believe that for lots of reasons it's being blown out of proportion. Some of the stuff that's being said, we have to take it seriously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I think trying to make a political issue out of it and criticizing politically across the aisle is not a helpful thing.
No, and this really was, you know, shutting down the borders, you know. Now there are people saying, well, we waited too long, this and that and the other, but had that decision been made before, criticisms would have come from that. I mean, you know, all of this stuff affects our economy, affects travel, affects fear. So every decision made, there's going to be so many repercussions, you don't know. And so it's like it was a lose-lose for all of these folks in power making decisions right now. I mean, no one has a crystal ball.
No, they don't. This is not a time to be pointing blame. The reality is that they yelled at him when he shut it down,
mm-hmm.
and he tried to shut it, and they did. They went ballistic. How are you doing? You're being racial. You know, it's against the Chinese people. Blah blah blah. He actually tried to send doctors over immediately so that he could get a handle on the whole testing kit, mm-hmm. and all of that. China wouldn't allow him to do that, and they criticized him for that. I just wish that they could, for once, back up, quit talking across the aisle, and figure out a way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the people that are working on this, certainly, I mean, if you, the president, if Gavin Newsom, who hates him with a passion, can say that his response was everything a president's response could be. He agreed with everything that California wanted, was very cooperative. If Gavin Newsom can come out and say that, then obviously he's doing something right. Because he would, I mean, no matter what.
Right.
You know, they just
would be critical if there was something critical about.
Absolutely. So, so I'm just, I hope people don't isolate to the point where they get other issues going. Reasonableness, wash your hands, drink a lot of water, and just be common sense.
Well, yeah, you know, and of course, me, you know, owning Home Helpers and being the industry of what we consider some of our most vulnerable folks that have, you know, respiratory problems and other issues. Of course, this has been super serious for us. We're a lot of times in the homes, though it's interesting, you know, as we actually, our organization canceled our national meeting because they, of course, don't want all the owners of home care agencies potentially to get some, because we're on the front lines of this.
Exactly.
With a very vulnerable population. So, of course, our response should be swift and educated. But, you know, when you look at seniors, you know, we have the folks in assisted livings, in the senior housing, they're very vulnerable in these institutionalized care. As we've seen in Washington. And so, you know, our clients, of course, are the safest because we are training all of our people. We are, you know, doing masks and gloves and hand sanitizer and, not, you know, anyone in the household has a fever, that caregiver's not going to work, you know, sanitizing everything, encouraging the families, if their loved one has a fever, to let us know. And so I could see potentially some folks moving their loved ones out of assisted living or nursing care back home for a while. I mean, if they can get them home and care for them, because that's where it's, you know, it's just going through these assisted livings, these folks, you know, there's just no way.
Well, and they're encouraging people not to visit, not to be going to the care facilities. And while that, you know, it's fun, they all love company, but at this point, I would think that no one should go near those places because you don't know what you're bringing in.
No, you can be a carrier and you and I wouldn't know. We're feeling a little under the weather, you know, but, you know.
Well, I think that's part of the dilemma here is that they're trying to get a handle on the numbers because a lot of people have gotten this and got over it and don't even know they have.
I read a guy that said, you know, bronchitis was hurt worse for him than this.
Well, but they're not testing all those people. Mm-hmm. So we have no way, nor will we ever have any idea how many people have gotten it and gotten over it that didn't show any symptoms.
Right.
But it's all the time they had it. They were carrying. So how many people they could have exposed. I mean, I'm right in the middle of that. I'm certainly over 60. I have a compromised lung condition.
Right. That's right. You do.
So I'm a perfect target for it. I'm not going to stop living, though. I'm not going to stop. I mean, I'm not going to just hold myself up in my house and not do anything. On the other hand, I'm being very cautious about things, being, you know, what I touch and practicing not touching my face.
Oh, my gosh. I've been trying that one, and it's really hard.
It is difficult, but I think as we become more conscious of it and just, you know, make sure that we – I have little stickies. Like on my computer and what have you, don't touch your face because I find that that's helpful to me to kind of do a you know, the good thing to train ourselves not to do in the future.
Well, and I'll tell you, you know, with our clients and even the caregivers, we're just saying, you know, be thoughtful about where you put yourself, what kind of scenarios, you know, and I've told some of my families, you know, any non-emergent appointments where you're putting someone at risk in a, you know, big group or, you know, any type of medical office, if it's not an emergent appointment, you know, is that something we can put off, you know, because the sad part and the hard part is some people are feeling under the weather and going to the doctor, you know, and then exposing everybody that's there.
Well, and,
you know,
and what they say is they want you to, if you feel under the weather, call your physician.
Yeah, if you're running a fever and you think you've been exposed,
exactly.
They'll come test you at home.
Exactly. Yes, call and get directions as to how to proceed with that rather than go in and
go to the ER.
I did talk to someone that just got off an airplane yesterday and they said they were in the airport and they sat down. And I'd forgotten who it was I was speaking to. He said behind him, all of a sudden, they heard this, hachu, blah, 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 blah. And they immediately stood up and walked. And then he said, I got like 20 feet away and stood there. And she was in a full-blown sneezing, hacking, tissues, dropping tissues. And he just said, oh, my God, what
Except that we wouldn't have really paid much attention to.
Well, but and have you ever been in an airport where you haven't seen that?
Right. Or hacking cough in the bathroom and you're like, now we're like inching away. And people are like, no, no, really, I just have allergies. You know?
At this point, and I have the, forever, nasal drip during the seasons with the blooming and what have you. And I want to say to people now, because I always have a tissue in my head, you know that. And I want to say, oh, no, I just have a nasal drip.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to take a small break here, and we'll be right back on the other side.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, including massage, nail care, and lash extensions. Wind River Spa. Spend an hour or spend the day with us. Featuring farmhouse fresh products and PCA skin products, we are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment at windriverspa.com. Relaxation. Wind River Spa.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment, despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Promote your locally owned business on KCNR, Reading's only locally owned radio station. Brand your business through one of our advertising packages or by sponsoring a Colt 45's live broadcasted game. Call KCNR at 605-4565.
Get our 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost with every new 2020 Kia model exclusively at Reading Kia. 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to ReadingKia.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Let's go, girls.
Great intro. I love it.
It is girl power in here this morning.
Exactly. Exactly. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you've got something you'd like to chat about, give us a call at 605-4567. Sharon Clark and I are just hanging out here this morning because it's Thursday.
And we haven't seen each other for a while.
We haven't done
Well,
it.
Not on the radio.
Not on the radio.
We've had some fun off the radio, but
exactly.
Not on the radio.
This portion of the show is brought to us by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. They have three branches in serving Shasta and Tehama County. They're excited that they're now over on their new location on Hartnell Avenue. Visit them and let them become your neighborhood bank.
So the Dow, they just halted a second time this morning.
Wow.
So major... major stuff happening.
You know, but you need to remind yourself that it's up. We were getting ready to hit 30,000. It's way up from what it was. There's been a lot of profit made. It'll come back as we go through this whole thing. I just hope people can realize that this is not a forever ever. It's going to come to an end. China has kind of getting their self back in mm-hmm. now. They've been through their thing. Unfortunately, some of the European countries didn't take it as seriously as they should have. We've done a good job here of stopping, paying attention.
When you look at the ratio of people and the cases we have and how those have been addressed, I agree.
Do you know, we do have and I'm not sure how many people, but I have some friends that are on that Princess Line, a member of our RV club from mm-hmm. the Elks Lodge. That are on
still floating, are they in quarantine now?
Well, I don't know whether they've gotten off the boat or not.
Okay.
I was listening this morning where they said they actually took some people off. They were on a bus for like an hour and then they made them go back on the boat. I'm with you, Sue. They'd have drug me out of there physically.
That's like getting off the tarmac and having to go back on the plane.
They would have literally had to pick me up and carry me back to that stateroom.
Exactly. I'm like, you'd have to drag me away.
Exactly.
You know, I've never been on a cruise, and I don't know. I might be too traumatized to go on one after all. I mean, it's just like floating bacteria pods.
One cruise. I have a group of friends who cruise on a pretty regular mm-hmm. basis. It's never been something that really has excited me. I don't like the thought process of being confined that mm-hmm. much and organized and controlled right. that much, if you will.
There's a shocker.
So I did do the one to Alaska, the inland cruise to Alaska. And I loved the places we visited and all that. But at one point, we were on the ship from like, I'd say 4 o'clock in the afternoon through the night, all the next day, all the next night, and then like most of the next day and like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we got into like Ketchikan. Just shoot me.
It's almost like claustrophobia or something.
Well, it's just water. It's just water everywhere you look. There's not, I mean, nothing pretty or beautiful or majestic about water. Mm-hmm. And there's not, I mean, I know, okay, there's lots of activities, they say. There's gambling and there's painting and there's auctions and
drinking.
And drinking, mostly drinking. I mean, and you have this little magic card.
Yeah.
You
know,
that you walk around with in your hand and you don't carry, you don't do any tipping, you don't buy anything or pay for anything, but you just use your little magic card wherever you go and you just, and there's
that could
like,
be dangerous.
There's like 15 bars on every deck.
That's right.
Well, as you just walk and drink and talk, I don't know what else you do.
Well, yeah, that's the cruise lines. I'm sure that's, I mean, another financial hit for the cruise lines and a lot of hotels. And you know, as a business owner, you know, I look at things so differently because you just think of the fallout of all of this on a lot of small business and employees that work at those small businesses. And I know there's been talk about alleviating some payroll tax.
The president is certainly trying to.
Yeah.
He sent a package.
Do you think the Dems will let that go?
Well, the Congress has the House bill includes pretty much everything you talked about except with the tax relief.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats think they want to take back what he already did and they don't want any more of it. So we'll see. But certainly he has made some efforts to try to protect people that are going to be impacted by this. Because it's a chain reaction.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, your mm-hmm. people don't work, then they don't spend money.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the businesses that they go to. So it's a chain reaction. At the 9 o'clock hour, we are going to have Jeanette Weber here from Avanti Travel, and she's going to talk about some of these things. Because there's a lot of people, including myself, who have booked trips and paid for them that are coming up and we're probably not going to be able to go. And so what little I've talked to him, I think there's, you know, it is going to be what it's going to be. And we need to, I think I have a great saying that says, worrying is a conversation you have with yourself about things you cannot control.
Mm-hmm.
Praying is about the conversation you have with God about things he can control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So at this point, I'm praying, I'm not worrying, because it isn't going to make a difference.
I mean, you're right. I mean, this is going to be what it's going to be, and all we can do is make smart choices. And it's almost like, you know, when after the fires and trying to get back to business is, oh my God, there I'm back. Business as usual, like you almost want to stop, and then like people aren't buying smoothies and people aren't getting their nails done and people aren't going to the gym and all these things. And then it impacts all these other businesses. It's like, it's hard to keep going and living your normal day to day life, but whatever you can do safely is so important to keep doing in this scenario, because those retailers, you know, those jobs, those employees, everybody's dependent upon things continuing to move on.
That's
move
exactly
forward.
True.
And so,
we have a phone call. We're going to go to the phones and talk to Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. I'd like to make a quick comment about the stock market aspect of this. I'm by no means a stock market analyst or an expert, but right now, today, the Dow Jones is at 21,563. When Trump took office, it was at 19,827. So we're still above where Donald Trump came in.
That's true. Yeah.
And then the stock market crash of 2008, on July 15th, it went down to 10,962.
Wow.
So I think we're in for a bit of a rough ride here with him not having travel from Europe coming in. So I think that's going to drop it, you know, but I wouldn't lose all hope yet, folks. I don't think this is going to be the end of the world. And a lot of people say, well, you know, is this guy going to be affected by it? Yes, because my wife works for a company here in Reading that buys raw material from China, and they're a publicly traded company. They buy raw material from China, and they export to all over Europe and all over the world.
Wow, so that's very, very impactful.
Yeah.
Right, and luckily they bought a bunch of raw material. They bought excess about a month ago before this all came out. But now, as of last night, when we heard Trump say that they're going to ban shipments from Europe to here, we're waiting to see if he's going to ban shipments from here to Europe.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. There's all these other dynamics.
That's going to have an effect also if we can't export.
Mm-hmm.
So, long story short, it's not the end of the world. We're going to come out of this, folks, I believe. So don't lose hope.
Well, thank thanks, Jimmy. And
that's
I think
good
that's
optimism.
True.
Yes.
And I choose happy. I choose to think in a positive strain. I think that everything that can be done is being done. I think we're going to get through this. It's going to last a little while. Let's hope it reacts like most flus do. And as it warms up, it gets better. Of course, different temperatures in different parts of the world. But we can't change it.
Nope.
At
be
this
smart.
Point.
Be smart.
Be smart. So we're going to, I think that everybody out there has a different opinion. Sometimes, you know, I had one person tell me yesterday you just shouldn't be going any place. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to stop living.
No, I did, though, go to the grocery store and kind of stock up, just because I think that's a place that there's a ton of people, and people that are sick still have to go to the grocery store. So I thought, you know, I bought, like, for me, living alone, $500 worth of food, groceries, a lot of frozen stuff. I thought, you know, just to limit my exposure. And again, me being coming in contact with the elderly, coming in contact with that vulnerable population and the caregivers that serve them, I'm just taking a little bit more precautions than probably the average person.
Well, and of course I work at the senior center, and I'm the same way. And I'm just reminding everybody to, you know, wash your hands often and just be smart.
Mm-hmm.
But use some common sense with this. So we have a guest coming after this break. This portion of the show has been brought to us by Crackmaster. They know the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. They've been repairing windshields for years, and is Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. At Crackmaster is truly the old school. Each and every repair is a sign of quality workmanship. Give them a call at 241-8373 and make your appointment today. Be right back. I am one.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460.
Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong. I am invincible. I am woman.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
I just love the music that Sue introduced to the Breaking Baggage.
I do too.
So I could just sit here and listen to that.
I love Gloria.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station. If you would like to join the conversation, give us a call at 605-4567, and I just touched my face.
Uh-oh. I know. I should count.
We were talking earlier about how strong that thing is, and you don't realize how many times. I guess I have an itchy nose because I do that a lot. This portion of the show is brought to us by Four Winds Jewelry, my favorite candy store. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Go down there. They have the only watch repair man in Shasta County. If you're going to have a watch fix, it's going to end up there anyway. And so go in and visit with them. They have great estate jewelry. Just a wonderful place to go down and get your jewelry repaired or buy that special something for someone or just for yourself. Give them a call at 222-2750. We're joined in the studio now by an old friend, Julie Sessions. I worked with her at the county, and now she is the long-term care ombudsman program manager for the ombudsman program here in Shasta County.
Correct. Good morning.
Welcome, Julie.
Thanks for having me again.
Talk to us about the ombudsman program. What is it? How does it impact our society? Tell us about it.
Well, the Ombudsman Program is a program that's mandated by the state and federal government to receive, investigate, and resolve complaints on behalf of residents in skilled nursing facilities and residential care facilities for the elderly. So, and that also includes dependent adults. So we are charged with advocacy, education, and investigations.
So someone that's in, a lot of times when people are in these care facilities, they don't have a close family member. Mm-hmm. Or a close friend that can be there to kind of have their back.
Correct.
And so that's what this is about, so that someone without a vested interest comes in and takes care of that person, makes sure that their needs are being met or things that they're concerned about are being answered.
Correct. We are resident-driven. They are the boss. So we go in and, you know, if they have a complaint or whatever, we talk to them. We get an understanding of what's going on because a lot of people in facilities don't understand their rights. They mm-hmm. don't know mm-hmm. that they have rights. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's something even simple as like changing rooms. You can't have a room change. They just can't change your room without your permission.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of things that people are not aware about that, you know, they have rights to. So that is part of our job, and we are directed by the Older Americans Act to do that.
And are there times the resident just needs to be educated on maybe this is the way it's supposed to be, and they're just reaching out to have you support what the facility's decisions are? Are there people that call the ombudsman and are like upset about something that is actually kind of the way it's supposed to go?
Yeah. I mean, we can't change everything.
Right.
I mean, systems are set up a
right.
certain way. But, you know, like getting your mail and having visitors and receiving phone calls, you know, the basic human rights are
right.
there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we, you know, they still have a right to vote in facilities.
It's interesting, all of these I'm learning stuff right now, and I've been in this field for 16 years, and I wouldn't, because I'm not working in the facilities like that. So I get people out of the facilities, but yeah, that's interesting. And so one of the things that you need is people on the front lines to help these residents understand all of their rights and what their options are.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We are looking for volunteers. When the Ombudsman Program was enacted, it was based on a volunteer. The base was volunteers, mm-hmm. And that has been a big, huge part of the Ombudsman Program. And so we recently have lost and are going to lose some ombudsmen, and we are looking for volunteers.
How many volunteers would it take to run the program in a really good way?
As many as we can get.
Okay,
no.
So, yeah.
With our program, we are in charge of the five northern counties. We have Modoc,
okay.
Siskiyou, Trinity, Lassen, and Shasta. And so, thankfully, we have people over in Lassen right now that are volunteering, and they're also going up to Modoc.
Mm-hmm.
We have a volunteer in Trinity. And we have several here in Shasta County, but
mm-hmm.
Shasta County is the bulk of the facilities.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in total we have 70
okay.
at least facilities.
Okay.
Because we have the skilled nursing facilities, the residential care facilities, the assisted living facilities, and we are charged with going into skilled nursing facilities monthly. And we are to be going into the residential care facilities quarterly. Ideally, it would be monthly on everything.
And then there's phone numbers there they can reach you outside of those visits. Yes. If they have, if they have concerns.
Every facility has the ombudsman poster in the facility, and it should be in plain sight. It shouldn't be hidden behind the corner in the kitchen where nobody can see it.
Right.
Just for clarification for people, the five counties that you referred to are part of the planning and service area, which are every area. Some are a full county, some up in Northern California in our planning and service area. And that's how the funding from the Older Americans Act and the Older Californians Act is distributed throughout the local governments.
Correct.
And so our county, as the five counties, it's always been the seat, actually, for the older the Area Agency on Aging is in Yreka.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a long story behind that as to how that ended up over there. we in Shasta County, I always go, why isn't it here? Because we're certainly the largest county, and that's been argued for a long while. But it was the treasurer at that time and the auditor's office who said, no way, I'm not doing that. So that's how it ended up in Yreka. And we've been trying to get it back every day. Just a little past history.
There you go. So, Julie, what kind of time commitment, what kind of training? Tell us a little bit about because I have a lot of retirees that work for me that are perfect, probably the age to donate some time and have the availability to do that. So if I was chatting with them, let us know a little bit about that, because I know that's a concern for people. Like, do they have the time?
And they need to be trained.
Yes, they do. There is a 36 hours of initial training that people have to go through. And there's like a minimum, and I emphasize minimum, 10 hours of internship on top of that, to where they're following the other ombudsman and, you know, getting used to it. I was in Sacramento and for the last couple of days doing my training, and the Sacramento ombudsman, he has his potential volunteers go for ride-alongs to make sure that this is something that they want to do, and they get a really good idea of what this involves.
Mm-hmm.
We ask for a year-long commitment minimum. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of our volunteers are 5 years on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a couple of them that have been doing this for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's – so we ask for minimum commitment. The max – I mean, I shouldn't say maximum. The minimum commitment as far as a monthly time frame goes is 20 hours. So if you can only give 20 hours – there's stuff for you to do
5 hours
a week. Mm-hmm. If you want to do more than that, there's, you know, there's always something to do. So, and, you know, you have to go through a criminal background check. And then there is 12 hours of additional training per year. The government has changed that. Starting October of 2021, it will go up to 18 hours a year. So we have monthly meetings where we do trainings for the ombudsman.
Because legislations are changing, laws are changing, you know, just updating people on all of that.
Up until last year, well, like with most elder things in this country, they get the short end of the stick when it comes to funding. So up until last year, the ombudsman program was severely underfunded. And this last year, the state of California upped it tremendously.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, some of the ombudsman programs throughout the state had like one person. I mean, it was bad.
Right. Yeah.
And so right now, you know, we're sitting in a good spot, and the money.
That's really good, because when they change the designation under the Older Americans Act and Older Californians Act from elder care to elder and disabled or dependent. That spread that money over a whole lot bigger. The money that used to come down for our senior population was then spread over everyone that was dependent from birth to death, which really impacted a lot of those programs and has made a really big difference. I know that's why we lost a lot of the programs that we did in Shasta County. The funding just spread out way further. Glad to see the state of California saw that and came back with the ombudsman program. Typically, would a person, let's say I'm ombudsman and I go to one of the care facilities, would I be representing more than one person in there, maybe three or four people in that facility, talking to them, or do you kind of go with one person that you, how does that?
If we are going in on a complaint base, we are going to talk to that one person specifically. However, while we're in there, we take that time and we go talk to other residents, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, while we're in there, we might
checking
as well do
in.
The monitoring mm-hmm. too, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So we try and make use of our time and our resources and try and do as much as we can while we're in the mm-hmm. facilities.
Yeah. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back after these messages.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The Redding Rancheria pays state and federal taxes, transient occupancy taxes, sales taxes, and special taxes that are applicable only to our tribe. When the Rancheria relocates the casino to our I-5 property, we will generate even more local taxes that will benefit the city and county. These taxes help the city and county fund essential governmental services. The local community faces many challenges in the near future, and the Rancheria is committed to being a part of the solution. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 605-4567. It's Thursday, so it's Trish Clark and
I'm Sharon Clark.
And Sharon Clark.
Good
Clark
morning.
Clark this morning. And we're joined in the studio now with Julie Sessions, and we're talking ombudsman and all things connected to how we interact with the agencies where our senior population lives goes through their everyday lives. Julie, we were talking earlier about how you handle a situation when you see something in a facility. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
I'll use the example that we talked about over break. You know, if I'm in a facility, because the ombudsman program is resident based, we have to have their permission before we can go forward with anything. Part of the ombudsman program is we not only educate families and the residents, but we educate facilities on such things as mandated reporting. So as a mandated reporter, you are required by law to report, you know, allegations of abuse, neglect, you know, anything that you see in the facilities. So say if I was
as an ombudsman, are you a mandated reporter?
I am, but at the same point in time, I'm also obligated under the Older Americans Act. It is resident-driven.
Okay.
However, the caveat to that is, as the program manager, if there is a resident that does not have capacity, because it's all based on capacity, if you have capacity and you say, I don't want services, then you are of sound mind, you're an adult, and you can make your decisions.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you do not have capacity and you do not have a representative or a power of attorney, I have the authority to bypass that and proceed with the investigation. And if it's out of my scope, then I get a hold of the state ombudsman, and he has the authority to do that.
And I think there's probably like a misconception a little bit that if someone comes to the ombudsman that it's automatically like a state, you're going to like the state licensing or something, where really you want to facilitate a good solution. I'm sure a lot of this is education for the facility or maybe a caregiver, an aide in the facility, because there's a lot of laws.
There is.
And like you're talking about the rights of these residents that it totally makes sense, but I wouldn't think about the right to mail and visitors and certain, you know, parameters. So you get an aide in there who's not super experienced, who's maybe just out of a CNA class and, you know, inadvertently is doing something that is not okay. Mm-hmm. So you're there kind of as the liaison, like, let's not have this go up the ladder to a state problem. Let's solve this right here. Let's do a training moment together.
Nationwide last year, I'm sorry, 2017, nationwide ombudsman, because there's an ombudsman in each state. So it's just not California. Mm-hmm. But information assistance was provided to 130,000 long-term care facility managers and staff.
Good.
So, you know, it's all about education.
Well, you know, I was a CNA, and I remember in my early 20s, you know, people calling out of shifts, and times I had, you know, 25 people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to shower and feed and change and, you know, and I have so much respect for the men and women who are the CNAs in these places.
I'm a CNA too.
It's a tough job.
I still say every nurse should be a CNA first.
Oh my gosh. It is so hard. And the families, you know, and when my grandmother.
For the listening public, a CNA is?
A certified nurse's assistant. So they're the low one on the totem pole. I mean, that is the lowest certification you can get to work in a long-term care facility, a skilled nursing.
We have a phone call. We're going to go to the phones right now. Kay has a question. Good morning,
Kay. Go ahead, Kay.
Good morning, ladies. I was wondering, what jurisdiction do you have over people who are, who go to the, care facilities as a post-acute care rehabilitation?
Oh, if they're just in the facility for a rehab stay, like
right.
a temporary rehab stay?
That mm-hmm. is still under a skilled nursing facility. Most of them are still under skilled nursing facilities.
So that would be
our jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
That would.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are other forms of, you know, rehabilitation centers that are not SNF-based, which is a skilled nursing facility, and those, you know, those would be the Department of Health.
But if it is a skilled nursing facility, those people are covered.
Correct.
And how long after the person has, can the person after their discharge, can they still complain?
We prefer complaints to come in while you're in the facility. We really can't do anything after the fact. You know, I do know that there have been some cases to where, you know, a person has died and it's been the facility's fault, and, you know, we were able to do something afterwards based on that, but that involves an attorney and the family becoming involved in everything. But mostly,
what if they don't follow the orders from the hospital?
I do think you can report that to the state, though.
I mean, if there's medication issues, that is something that we also help resolve. So, you know, if somebody's in a skilled nursing facility and there are issues, you know, have them call our office, or, you know, if you know the person and they're wanting to, you know, everybody call our office and we can open up a complaint and we can go talk to them and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kay, for calling.
Thanks, Kay.
Thank you.
I think like a lot of agencies, and I'm a state agency too, and we'd much prefer the knowledge while we're there rather than someone going and doing a complaint later after the fact, because we can't fix it unless we know about it. And so I think this is where it's empowering to understand how these programs work and who to go to solve these problems, so that we're not dealing with something after the fact. We want to make, you know, the service is the best for the senior while they're in the middle of things.
If someone's interested or think they might be interested in getting involved in your program and making a difference, how would they go about that?
They can call our office. Our phone number is 229-1435, and Crystal would be – Crystal answers our phones, and she's my amazing assistant. And, you know, she's got everything that people need to get started. She's got the applications, and I'm also in the process of printing a bunch of volunteer brochures that I will be handing out at various spots throughout the county. But, you know, everybody can call in, and we're more than happy to get the information out.
Do you have a website?
We do, but it's currently broken.
Oh, okay. So that's another thing on your to-do list.
Yeah, that's another thing on my to-do list.
But if they were to go online and just look up Ombudsman Program, they would get a phone number and information to follow. Maybe not.
Because the website is broken, like it goes to this weird side page. But, yes, the information is there. But they can also Google Shasta County Long-Term Care Ombudsman, and the information will pop up. We are in the castle on Hartnell.
Cool, right.
1647 Hartnell. Yeah. We're in Suite 13. So, you know, you can always come into the office and get some information there as well.
And on another side note, for those of you thinking about it, volunteering leads to a longer, healthier life. It's documented. So if you have time on your hands and you're retired, it is documented that people that volunteer live longer.
Well, it is very rewarding to go to the places and, you know, maybe just go in and be a friend and visit with some of them, and you can make a difference in their lives. And as you indicate, volunteering is always, you get way more out of it than you put into it. It's always a great relief. So.
Well, congratulations on your new role.
Well, thank you.
We're excited to have you. I know you're a huge advocate for seniors, so I can't think of a better position for you to be in to help those who want to get the help. And
you know what, the amazing thing is, it's just not Shasta County that I'm involved in. I'm involved in all of Northern California. So that, to me, it's a wonderful opportunity.
Helping more people.
And I'm looking forward to this.
Well, the five counties that you will be going in and out of are very diverse and have great people in all those places that really give good services. And we have a large senior population.
Yes, we do.
One of the largest in the planning and service areas, so... good for you, Julie, to move on and take on a new role, and good to see you again. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. All right, Julie.
After the break, we're going to be coming back with Jeanette Weber from Avanti Travel, and she's going to talk to us about all of the solutions to the problems that we're facing now with our getaway trips and travel that are just being impacted in weird ways because of this flu that's going on, or the new disease of the day.
That's right.
So we'll be right back after these messages. And thanks for joining us.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. President Trump is taking several steps to ease economic burdens during the spread of the coronavirus.
In addition to suspending travel from Europe for 30 days, the president announced other measures to provide economic relief for worried Americans.
This is not a financial crisis. This is just a temporary moment of time.
He's directing the Small Business Administration to make low-interest loans available and says the U.S. will defer tax payments for some individual and business filers. The president is also urging lawmakers to pass a cut to the federal payroll tax. Greg Clugston, The White House.
PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché says the overall economy is in a good position to recover.
If there is a COVID-19-related slowdown in the U.S. economy, it should bounce back pretty quickly given those solid underlying fundamentals that we had in February.
Princess Cruises has announced that due to the new coronavirus, it'll voluntarily pause global operations of its 18 cruise ships for 60 days, affecting trips departing March 12th to May 10th. House Democrats have unveiled a measure to provide free testing for the coronavirus, paid sick leave, and strengthened unemployment insurance. It's in response to the worsening virus outbreak's economic impact on people across the United States. The European Central Bank is deploying new stimulus measures to cushion the economic pain inflicted by the virus outbreak. The central bank has decided to buy up 120 billion euros more in bonds, money that is newly created and injected into the financial system. On Wall Street, an early plunge of 7% triggered a brief trading halt as a sell-off slamming global markets continued. Currently on Wall Street, the Dow is down 1,762 points. The NASDAQ is off 464. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
India's Supreme Court has upheld a lower court order directing the local government in Uttar Pradesh to remove public billboards prominently identifying anti-government protesters.
When India's federal government amended the country's citizenship rules in a way that some felt discriminated against Muslims, vocal and sometimes violent protests broke out all across the country. Lucknow saw some of the most destructive demonstrations. This is what prompted the local government to put up massive billboards all over the city, prominently displaying the names, photographs and home addresses of those the government said had damaged public property. High Court judges said it was a gross violation of privacy. Now the Supreme Court has refused to overturn that judgment pending a full hearing.
BBC correspondent Sanjay Dasgupta reporting. Iraq's military says it's opened an investigation into a rocket attack hours earlier that killed three servicemen, including two Americans. News and analysis at townhall.com. The new coronavirus outbreak is being termed a pandemic, a label intended to trigger governments to take aggressive steps to protect the public.
The World Health Organization was reluctant to use the pandemic label at first, but with the new coronavirus jumping from continent to continent and person to person, it meets the definition.
It is a call to action.
Dr. Leanna Wen at George Washington University says governments need to take drastic steps to contain the spread because hospitals will be overwhelmed if outbreaks intensify.
Tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of patients who need intensive care. We just
simply don't have the beds, we don't have the ventilators, we don't have the supplies for these patients.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. wholesale prices fell 0.6% in February, the biggest decline in 5 years, led by a sharp drop in energy costs. The Labor Department says the decline followed a 0.5% rise in January. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday, so Carl and Linda are not with us. It's Trish Clark, and I'm joined in the studio this morning by my cohort, Sharon Clark.
Good morning.
We haven't done the Clark and Clark for a while, one with an E and one without.
That's right. Good to see you.
Good to see you. It's about 59 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 80 and a low of 47. On Friday, a slight chance of rain, a high of 56 and a low, or a high of 73 and a low of 38. And on Saturday, rain likely, a high of 56 and a low of 39. On Sunday, showers, a high of 55 and a low of 36. And on Monday, slight chance of showers. So we're going to get some rain, and that's a really good thing. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. We are joined in the studio now by Jeanette Weber, who is Avanti Travel. And she's going to answer all of your questions about all of these things that are whirling around in our mind about, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do about my trip?
Well, she'll try.
Good morning. Good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning.
So you just said you just got a thing this morning that is going to impact a lot of people.
Yes, that's correct. Princess Cruises are going to suspend all their cruises for the next 60 days. Not to get a lot of hysteria out there and people getting worried. We are going to be able to rebook those, or they are going to be able to get money back. Princess is being really, really good about the whole situation. It's going to give them a chance to go in and deep clean all the ships and take care of all the onboard crew.
So, by and large, is this kind of, I mean, individual cruise lines and individual travel things, each one is handling it a little different.
Yes, that's correct.
But I would think at this point that kind of across the board, if you have something booked that's paid for, very expensive, they're going to work something out with you if you can't go.
I would say that we're working with all our clients right now, and nearly everybody is helping us, all the cruise and tour companies. They're being very, very good. I can honestly say we've never been through anything like this since 9/11, but this is definitely going to hurt the industry a little, but we're there to help everyone. Of course, the clients are the number one focus, and their health and issues have to be taken care of first.
So I'm full of questions. Karen, we were talking earlier. She's supposed to be going to Mexico this week,
next Wednesday.
I think you'll be fine in Mexico.
Well, it's a little bit like, am I going to get over there? And then something's going to change with me coming home.
Now, the president's speech last night, everybody was a little bit taken back by this. They were saying they're not going to let Europeans come back into this country from certain areas. It's not the U.S. So if you're a U.S. citizen and you're in one of those countries, you will be allowed to come home. Just read the State Department warning a little bit clearer, because I know a lot of people took that a little out of context last night and didn't completely read everything. But I think you will be safe.
Well, and I think at this point, common sense.
Absolutely.
Just use common sense.
Yes.
Is what you're doing. I personally think just the experiences that I have always had being in and around airports and airlines, that I'm probably not going to get on an airplane anytime.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Because there's always, I always am seated next to somebody that's sneezing and coughing the whole trip.
I have to also say we have one of our staff members who flew out last Friday to go on a cruise, and we had her text us back on what the airports were like, and she said she's never seen them so clean.
Oh, wow.
And they are cleaning all the airplanes. My son-in-law, in fact, is a pilot, and we were chatting last night. They're cleaning the planes from top to bottom. They're taking a lot of extra precautions, so I wouldn't worry about that. Yes, take your little Clorox wipes and your hand sanitizer. I do believe in that. I've always believed in that. I think we should always do that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think it's true, and we were talking earlier that I think that common sense and cleanliness and things that we just need to reinstill, what your mother taught you.
Exactly.
You're supposed to be washing your hands,
and
you're not supposed to be putting things around your face. And I think the one thing we're all practicing is not touching your face, and I find that I touch my face a lot.
I think that's very difficult, especially with people with long hair that,
your eyelashes are bugging you or that or something. I don't know. I just think that.
And they're also saying clean those cell phones and clean your glasses. So, that's a very, very important. But, it's common sense when you're traveling.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, and I've done most of those things for years and been very careful. Always carry the hand wipes where I can wipe off the places I'm going to be touching in the airplane. And I've had people kind of look at me weird every time I've gotten on
I don't think they will anymore.
No, they don't.
Also, not just around you, the air vents above you should always clean them too. That's really important because that air is recirculated through the planes. It's very important to do that.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. There's a lot of little tips that we can tell you.
So the other thing that people have told me is that if you're very brave at this point and you want to be booking trips and what have you out in the next 3 months, let's say, or 4 months, that some of those, there's some pretty good deals out there.
There are. We were just checking yesterday, and we've had some price drops that we've been passing on to our clients. And it's a good time now to book for the summer in Alaska. June, July, August, September, stay home, go to Alaska. It's fun. It's cool there when Redding's hot.
That's right.
if you have a trip booked now and you're ready to go, what's your advice to people? How to proceed?
Well, I think first of all, they need to come talk to whoever they booked it with, their agent here in Reading, preferably come see us because we can give you advice on the destination and whether it's safe or what the warnings are. I think that's very important first. I myself am going in a month, I hope. So I'm hoping that hasn't been cancelled. But, as far as I'm seeing that people are still traveling.
Okay. So but as an example, let's say if you have a trip booked to Italy, that's not happening at this point.
No, that's definitely not happening. Or China.
Or China. So call the person and then they'll tell you. You just don't
what
call
your options
what your options are.
Right. That's the best way is to call the, especially here, that's what we're here for here in Reading. Our agents are working full time right now answering all the calls. But yes, we can definitely help with options and where the places are safe to go and where there are probably going to be some difficulties in getting in and out of countries.
I think this is a good example, too, of how we've all got so internet-based with some of our travel choices. And then, I got an email from Expedia today. I don't have anything planned, but just saying all the call volumes, they can't reach.
Yes.
And so had you done something locally, it's just like we don't appreciate some of that, like local radio. When things go wrong with the fires, we're not looking at Fox News. We're listening to local TV and local radio. And so we kind of take for granted that option and maybe the convenience factor at 2 a.m. to be able to book something. But then when it comes times like this, you would be advocating for your clients right now to go like, well, I want something else. That's not going to work for them. What can we do? What else do you have? You know the lingo to use, And so I think this is like one of those times where we think, oh, travel agents, I can do it on my own. But yeah, now we're trying to do all this legwork, trying to figure this stuff out, where you would be the one advocating for your clients.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's another thing. We are local. We're right here in town. And my sister and I actually own the office, and we actually are looking at our emails at 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock and 5 o'clock this morning. So we're answering people very fast at this point, and you can always get one or the other of us straight away. But, yes, locally is definitely the way to go in times of crisis like this, and other times, too.
And other times because, even in your own life, if something happens, if there's something going on that is impacting a travel plan, you're not on the phone with 1-800 whoever who doesn't care, right?
And we've had some issues with people that's been sick in foreign countries that we've had to, we've actually airlifted people out from some countries. Again, I'm going to advocate also for travel insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Travel insurance actually wouldn't cover the virus, but it does cover if you are sick in a foreign country. So, you know, there's a very big thing there to taking the insurance. And again, you know, local agents can give you a lot more. And we're not charging any more. People get this preconceived idea that we're charging for our services. We are not charging anymore. When it blows down to everything, we're probably a little bit cheaper than going online.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we know those resorts, and a lot of people, you know, they don't know those resorts.
Well,
they're just someone on our 800 line telling you.
Well, and especially with like cruising and stuff, like if I was ever going to go,
right.
Like I don't want to be on a cruise with a bunch of kids. I want to have wonderful, nice wine. I want, you know, so then like there's so many options, you know, that like I don't want to pick the wrong one. I want like a nice room that has sunlight. You know, these are the questions where someone like you could make sure I don't do something wrong, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
End up a week on a cruise.
I'm going to cut in because we're going to take a break and then we'll come back with more of this conversation. If you have a question or something you would like to find out, this is your opportunity. Give us a call at 605-4567. We'll be right back after these messages.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Aloha. This is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 605-4567. Sue, give us an update on the market right now.
Well, a little rough this morning on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 1,950. The Nasdaq Composite down by over 543. The Standard & Poor's 500 down by over 200. Apple shares down, along with Citigroup, General Electric, Google, and Microsoft. And it looks like the Dow has stopped trading at least twice this morning. And I think we're just on the verge of another shutdown. But it did go back up within 15 minutes, so at certain times. So it looks like very rough on Wall Street this morning. And now back to you.
Thank you. I think it's important to watch that, but I would encourage people not to sink it and run at this point. It's going down, but it will come back.
What comes down must come up.
Well, and I remember back in 2008 when this happened, or 2007, I had a lot of people that panicked, a lot of my friends, and pulled out and ran, and I didn't. I just said, well, at this point, I've like lost it on paper, but I really haven't lost it as long as I keep it in. Over a period of time, I got it all back. So I would encourage people not to do anything drastic at this point, because this will turn around. So we're talking this morning, Sharon and I, in the studio with Jeanette Weber from Avante Travel, and we're just talking about issues that are arising now with different travel plans and what have you. And what people should do at this point if you do have travels, plans made, and get a, hopefully you've made them through a travel agent, and so that you can go back and call whoever you booked them with, find out what to do next.
Yes, that's great. If you book locally, you know, we can definitely help you very, very fast. Unfortunately, we're not able to access a lot of those online bookings. We can help with some advice. So if you're out there and you really need some advice, we'll definitely try and help you. Right now, we're concentrating on the people that are going within the next 2 to 3 weeks. And as soon as we have them sorted out, we'll go on to the next lot of people. But we do have a lot of people that are cruising in the next couple of weeks, and their cruises have already been canceled. Princess are doing an incredible job. They're giving onboard credits for future cruises. They're giving money back if need be, or they're giving future cruises. Plus, some of them are even giving a 25% off a future cruise. We're doing the best we can to get everybody sorted very fast. So please be patient. If our phone lines are busy, we will get back to you.
Well, and I think it's important for people to realize that if you have a trip planned, the money's already out there. Probably you've paid for it by this time, if it's coming up pretty quickly. So just take a deep breath.
Exactly.
Relax. Maybe you're probably not going to be going if it's within the next.
Be glad you're not hanging out there on the boat, not able to get off.
Well, I feel so badly for that. Whoever that couple was that, or there was, I guess it was 15 of them that got actually taken off of that Princess cruise, sat in a bus for about an hour, and then were told they had to get back on the boat.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty bad. I don't know what happened there.
I don't either, but Sue and I were saying earlier that you just would have had to pick me up bodily and put me back on there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I would have willingly bought
one. Just deliver some wine to the cabin, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think that goes to show, and I'm sure it had nothing to do with the cruise line, it's the conflict of information coming in, where people go, where they're supposed to be quarantined, and I'm sure they got them all off there and something didn't connect
right.
They
called the wrong number.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The situation's changing very fast, so there's things that we're hearing, like I heard stuff at 5 o'clock this morning, and then at 9 o'clock it changed, so things are changing very, very fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as I indicated, take a deep breath, stay calm, listen to facts, not opinions. They're doing a really good job of putting out press releases and talking directly to the American people. Listen to what the people that are making the decisions are actually saying. And I would advise everybody to not be watching the channels that are giving opinions, because they're only going to make things worse and make you confused.
Follow the news cycle.
This is not a good time. Politics should be out the window.
Exactly. It should be
and on either side.
Right.
And so let's listen to anything that has to do with anything other than the actual facts of what the CDA is saying, what the Surgeon General is saying, what the President, Vice President, listen to what they're actually saying. Read it very carefully, as you indicated.
Yes.
And don't then listen to what, after it's all over, shut the TV off, because then you're going to listen to, we'll have them tell you what you just heard. And it's not going to be the same story.
Thing, no. And, you know, the CDC and the State Department have fabulous websites that you can go to. You can even enter the country you're going going to, enter that in there, and it'll tell you all the warnings for that or anything that's been issued in the last few hours. So that's always the best place to go.
And your local radio stations, as we're talking. You know, we talked about local, and this is a good time to say, we all can get into a habit of sometimes it's a little easier to go online and do things. Whenever possible, shop in your local businesses.
Well,
and try
to.
Because that's what makes your community, and that money stays in the community and goes all the way around. People impacted by this flu or this virus that's going around, it's a chain offense. You know, if I can't go to work and earn a paycheck, then I'm not going to be spending the money at the stores. So it all goes through the community whenever possible. Let's
right. And I remember when the fires happened, I went to my favorite juice place, and they were out of a bunch of produce. And they said, well, we were getting everything, and it was all going bad because nobody was ordering the drinks. And then they were understaffed because, you know, and so it's like you feel for these people. And like the last thing we felt like doing when the fires happened was to go get a juice, you know. But at the same time, like, we're further hurting our community when we get kind of paralyzed a little bit.
And stop doing the things we normally do.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we support everybody here. You know, we support people in the town. So mm-hmm. that's very important,
absolutely.
Too.
Well, and I, again, would kind of caution people and stay away maybe from large events with lots of people, but go about your daily life. If you normally get your nails done or you need a haircut and you're not sick, go ahead and go about your daily life and allow our businesses to stay open.
Yes.
You need a haircut, but just kind of think seriously about doing, if you're going to go to the grocery store, maybe don't go over the lunch hour or at 5 o'clock. Maybe go at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when it's a little less crowded. If you can have that option. And so try to just use a little common sense, but continue to live your life.
And if you have an exposure or you're running a fever,
stay home.
Please don't go into the hospital or go into your doctor's office. Lots of people are doing that, going to the, you know, doc in the box and then exposing everybody. But I think, you know, it's going to make us feel better to continue our daily lives when we know everyone's educated on what symptoms are. And if you're running that low-grade fever and you feel fatigue and you feel shortness of breath, please, please, please don't assume it's something. Get yourself checked out. Let's not.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, especially if you're in that area where some of us are with over 60 and have a distressed immune systems for one reason or another, just be smart about it. But don't go to the doctor. Call them on the phone. Ask for their advice. Tell them, you know, what to do with things.
Yes, because we don't need further exposures going on. That's scary stuff.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is indeed. I'm stumbling here to think of something else to offer that I don't know. We've talked about everything that I'm surprised that there aren't people out there that have got questions. 605-4567 if you do, about some upcoming travel, because I know a lot of people have travel booked and what to do and where to go from there.
What do you have planned? You said you had something.
I do have a trip planned in April. I'm hoping it's still on. I'm going to Cambodia and Vietnam on the Mekong River.
Oh, wow.
And they have very few cases of the virus mm-hmm. over there. And they shut their borders down pretty fast to some of these places like Korea and China and Italy. Mm-hmm. So they're being very cautious who they let in. I have my visas and everything ready mm-hmm. to go. So unless something happens in the next few weeks, I'm going.
Now, are you going to get to go to Siem Reap?
I am.
I was there last year. It's beautiful.
Yes.
We did Angkor Wat, the tour, and oh my gosh.
Yes.
Wonderful people, Southeast Asia.
I'm actually going into Saigon, Ho Chi Minh, and then I'm doing a river cruise on the Mekong, so it should be really
exciting. Yeah, I bet you know all of the, I mean, this is the other thing about using a travel agent, you know, in my generation, it's it's been so much online because we're all convenience. We want it now. Mm-hmm. We want it here. We want it immediately. But you don't get anybody going, oh, I had someone who took that and they loved it. And here's what the little, or I've worked with that company before and here's here's what, you know, their track record. You know, we're all just spending thousands of dollars, you know, rolling the dice kind of at times, hoping for a good experience, right?
Right,
thinking we can put it together better. Yeah.
Well, also, you know, we've pretty well been around I have been pretty well around the world, so I know a lot of the great spots in the world mm-hmm. to go visit. I mean, to Australia and New Zealand and all over Europe. And, of course, as you can tell, I'm from Europe. Mm-hmm. I'm from Wales. And so it's very easy for me to help put together those trips to Europe. So,
which is,
you know,
we ended up going, when we were in Thailand, we went, got a week in Bangkok, ended up moving hotels at our expense, of course, because it looked really cute on the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get there and it wasn't. And so that would have been something to have vetted a little bit more by some helper like yourself.
Yes, does happen with some of the online ones. I can honestly, I've had some stories about that.
And they're
happy to
keep your money, and we ended up just moving all of our stuff. So.
Okay, well, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with a peace of mind that your vehicle is in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Lewis Black, It Gets Better Every Day Tour.
And for those cynics who don't think it gets better every day, well, I'm coming to your town with a new show, and it doesn't get any better than that.
March 29th, 7:30 p.m., Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now at readingcivic.com or call the box office. Lewis Black, It Gets Better Every Day Tour.
Lewis Black reminding you, I'll see you in March.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you've got any questions that you'd like to ask about travel or about anything else that you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 605-45667. We were just kind of, Jeanette has got this constant thing going with tips that are coming across and little things that are changing as we speak with all the stuff about travel. So I've asked her to kind of just tell us a few of the things that she knows are happening with different cruise lines and what have you.
Well, I just heard that Norwegian Cruise Lines are requiring anybody over 70 to have a current health certificate. It just came over, so I don't know if anybody's traveling in the next few weeks. You might want to double-check that or call your agent. I also found out that Tahiti is very, very safe. There's no cases over there. They're requiring a health certificate also to everyone visiting. And if nobody's been to Tahiti, my goodness, it's a fabulous place. So you might want to rethink your travel plans and hop on over to Tahiti.
That doesn't sound too bad right now.
I could go for that. I think it's interesting that I go back to people paying attention to what's happening. The infection rate here is going to be difficult to track from everything I'm hearing because a lot of people are actually getting this, the younger population, middle population. They don't know that they've got anything more than a cold, so they may actually be carrying during that entire time. The people that seem to be susceptible and are getting and testing positive and are actually having issues with it are over 70.
And people that have, like, autoimmune problems and underlying medical conditions.
Exactly.
They probably should just hang in a while before they start traveling.
And I think that's true. And yeah. Certainly in my position, it'd be really stupid for me to go out and about. I am over 60, without any doubt. And I have a impacted immune system, lung condition. So for me to be out and about with that at this point doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, yes, and also you're susceptible to having flu. I mean, the flu virus is out there right now.
Exactly.
Too.
So
that's pretty nasty.
And I'm just really well. And I think people need to remember that we lose a lot of people every year during flu season.
Yes.
A lot of people die in the United States. What did they say? It's sometimes 60,000-70,000 yeah. people. In a normal year of flu. So we need to kind of just take a deep breath and not get absolutely overblown with this. However, it is serious and a lot of things are going to be canceled. What we just heard that in the state of California, Washington, that any gathering over 250 is being canceled?
Yeah, there's a lot of conventions also mm-hmm. being canceled. I heard of a couple yesterday. So I know a lot of the big companies are canceling their big conventions around the country.
Yeah, well, our franchisor for my home care agency, they canceled ours.
Yes.
At the Riverwalk in San Antonio. I really wanted to go. But, you know, we're dealing with seniors, so you fly all of us in, all these owners of home care agencies, and God forbid someone had an exposure. We're really on the front lines.
Back, yes.
So, you know, just like I was saying earlier in the show, I canceled one of our staff meeting for all of my caregivers next week. Because I don't want to put 50 people that are on the front lines of senior care. Again, you know,
right.
That's an unnecessary risk at this point.
And we don't want to see anybody in that position of
right.
being, you know, in a dangerous situation
right.
of catching anything.
Yes.
I mean, first and foremost, the health and welfare of the customers that we have, mm-hmm. our clients are very, very mm-hmm. important to us.
Absolutely.
Well, and I think people need to remember that while the impact from the health situation is going to be, that the impact from the economy is going to be far-reaching for this, because each one of these different situations is impacted. When we say, as an example, if you're going to cancel all gatherings that are over 250, you have two local venues here that have continual venues of over 250 that are going to be canceled. That's far-reaching.
Yeah.
You know, the Cascade has to cancel a concert with two or three different entertainers that they have to pay. This is on far-reaching as into the economy.
It's worldwide.
Yeah, it
absolutely
is.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah,
and it's going to have that impact. The federal government certainly is putting a lot of things into effect. The president has come down with a pretty broad-reaching plan to try to address some of those things. Again, I hope that we can get past any kind of political infighting and do what's best for the American people and move forward with these things that will impact our economy. I am again impressed that the governor is working well with the president, and so in the state of California, they've been able to address things the way they want to, and I think that's got to prove that everybody's on the up and up here. If you can get Governor Newsom and Donald Trump to get along, something's got to be, clicking. So I would just say to people that take a deep breath and yes. Common sense. Don't panic, because you're not going to change anything by getting all upset.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, don't change your plans for September, October, November, and December. Keep them in place. I'm sure things will be fine by then.
Oh, I think that's important. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, don't, let's not overreact.
Yes, let's not overreact on our travel plans.
We don't need our disaster bunker yet.
and I think, reservations are the end of April, and I'm not getting in any kind of a panic about that at this point.
Yeah, mine the same.
Well, we'll wait and see how that all happens, and it whatever will be, will be.
Yes, exactly. What will be, will be.
And if we're supposed to be going, then we will, and if we're not, hopefully we'll be able to rebook at a better time.
And spend those dollars in our local economy,
right.
Go out to dinner, get a little bed and breakfast, stay here in Redding, go up to Mount Shasta.
Go to Alaska.
Yeah, or go to Alaska. I mean, there's like amazing cruises with like whale watching
amazing
and all kinds of
there.
Stuff up there, right?
I've been up there several times and taken some groups up there. Absolutely amazing.
I've heard, and some of those are like smaller boats, and
you can
so it's more intimate.
Boats,
you're getting into some of the inland.
Yeah.
Inland
Passage.
Rivers and stuff. Yeah.
It's a great cruise.
It is a great cruise.
Have you been on that one
trip? Yes. It's been amazing up there.
And Alaska,
a very busy
I've been to Alaska
season.
A couple of times, and it's a beautiful, beautiful, different.
So you could hook me up with, like, the good wines and the good dinner.
Oh, absolutely.
And all that, because that's what I want. Like I said, I don't want a buffet. I don't want
no,
to
no,
a buffet.
No. We have some small intimate ships that are really, really nice, you know, that would suit you.
Yes, because I'm a little bit higher meat. I want, like, a floating, nice hotel.
With a butler. With a butler.
It only costs a little more to go first class.
Butler. Ooh,
I've had a butler. Butlers are amazing.
That sounds really nice. We'll have to talk about this.
Yeah, we will talk about that. Let me tell you, butlers are amazing.
Well, the cruise that we took up to Alaska, I swore that our cabin boy slept in the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
He was there every time, and he was really good about making sure we had champagne in the refrigerator always. And it seemed like every time I went out the door, he was there.
They're right there, right.
And I said, well, so what do you – I mean, you're just always here. I'm only here when you need me, is what he
so
was
So my experience as a butler, we were in Europe a couple of years ago, and we were getting ready to leave the cruise. I had my suitcase on the bed. I went into the dining room to have dinner. I came back, and there was a little note on it from my butler that said they cleaned my suitcases. And I'm going, okay then, they're going through the airport tomorrow, but oh well.
They'll unpack for you.
Yeah, they will.
Everything,
they will
right?
unpack. I'm not into that.
Yeah,
I
kind of want to know where my stuff
is.
Right?
I like
to
know what I'm doing. I don't want people touching my stuff,
right.
But you know. But packing cubes, if they're in packing cubes, you're all right. That's my other tip. Always use packing cubes.
Yeah, I love packing cubes.
Yes.
Yeah, my boyfriend's really been working with me on traveling lighter.
Yes.
You know, he's like, babe, you bring three pairs of white pants. Well, one's cropped, one's boyfriend, one's skinny jeans. He's like, you really, you might notice, I don't notice. So if you're dressing for me, it's okay just to bring one pair.
Have you traveled in Europe much carrying your own luggage?
Then you will know.
You will learn to pack light.
Especially if you go to Venice and you're carting your luggage in Venice.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'm working on it. I'm downsizing.
You learn really quickly. The first time that I went to, Europe, the second time I went to Europe, I had a great big suitcase and another. And after jumping on trains and trying to get off and on all these different places, I learned to really, I mean, and I threw stuff away as I went along.
Right.
You know, I really like this pair of boots. They're staying in this hotel.
And a shout out to a local business, you know, Zoe's Travel Store in the mall. She will actually show you how to pack. So she did an amazing packing demonstration for one of our events, and she showed you how to roll and pack all this amazing stuff into a little tiny suitcase. I haven't been able to quite follow that yet, but it was a really good thing to see.
One of the things you have to realize when you're traveling is only the people that are traveling with you are going to actually know how many times you've worn that black blouse.
Well, and there's a lot of places that you can send your laundry out midway through.
So I do that.
You really only need, you know, 5 days and then wash and you've got 10, right?
And you know, another thing too, you know, if you're going to Asia or one of those countries, the stuff's so cheap over there. I mean, take old stuff that you can throw out along the way and buy new.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, and that's always part of the trip. The fun of being on the trip is buying new things. So.
And shopping.
it took me a little while. I had to take a couple of trips where I, like I said, had to pack that big suitcase myself.
Yeah, no.
And I've gotten really, really good. I mean, I can pack for a 4-day trip in a little carry-on.
I'm much better with that. Much better with that. Well, I've got a luggage weight. So
we have a scale. Always carry a scale. Yes. That's very important.
I have to have that because...
But coming back, you need the extra weight anyway to put all your goodies that you buy along the way.
Well, exactly. And an extra little bag that I fold up and put in there just in case.
That's right. I might have had to buy a suitcase on one trip.
I've done that too.
And the other thing you can always do is you can always ship home.
Yes.
That is very convenient. A lot of the short stores that you buy in Europe
will ship
home for you. So that's another thing to look at. So you can always shop.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about not being able to buy the things.
Just shop and keep the economies going.
There you go. So, okay, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back with final thoughts after these words. Give us a call at 605-4567. I can't believe nobody has a travel question out there this morning.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Lewis Black, It Gets Better Every Day Tour.
And for those cynics who don't think it gets better every day, well, I'm coming to your town with a new show, and it doesn't get any better than that.
March 29th, 7:30 p.m., Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now at readingcivic.com or call the box office. Lewis Black, It Gets Better Every Day Tour.
Lewis Black reminding you, I'll see you in March.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
One of my favorite songs. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Give us a call at 605-4567 if you'd like to join the conversation. This is Trish Clark this morning because it's Thursday, and I have Sharon Clark with me.
It's been so fun hanging out.
We've just kind of been chatting because we didn't have anybody call to ask travel questions.
Well, I had one question, and she didn't want to go on the air, so I wrote it down.
Okay.
How do you book for a big group over 10?
How do we book?
Yes.
Well, first of all, you need to come in and talk to someone, but we can do... I've done groups up to 120, so we're very, very able to do that.
They've never done it before, and they kind of want to know, where do you start?
They start by coming in and talking to an agent, because we need to know where they're looking at going, how many's in the group, are we looking at adults, kids, what activities they want to do. I mean, they really need to come in and talk to us about that. As I said, we've done groups as little as, 10, 12, up to 120, 140.
And what's your address?
We're at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
And if someone wanted to call you, what's your phone number there?
244-1400.
And how about your email?
It's info@avontitravel.com. And we have a website, avontitravel.com, with some information on there. In fact, talking of groups, I have some amazing groups going this year. I've got two quilting groups for quilters.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be really, really exciting for them. And one of them I will be escorting with the lady that's in charge of the quilting.
And where are you going?
That particular one, we're doing Canada and New England. I did that last year with another group, and it was pretty amazing.
And so oftentimes you get to go?
I try, if it's a big group, and, you know, we sometimes like to go along with them to make sure everything goes smooth. I've taken a radio group of 140 people, and... I know Sonia's took a big group up to Alaska, and I think that was over 100. So we do some pretty big groups.
And I'm like, oh, how fun, but it's work.
It's hard work, yes. Trust me, I've come back from big groups, and I wanted to sleep for a week.
You needed a trip.
Yeah. I've taken groups to China, too, and that's been pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a friend that's been to China. I don't know why. I just don't seem to have an interest to do that.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And everybody that comes back really, really enjoys it. Obviously, it's not the place to go right now. It's not a good place. In the future.
And you know, that's the thing we have to bear in mind because this is going to all change. It's going to be over. It's a duration. We will have to live through it, but it'll come out on the other side. And there'll be some good things that come out of it as well.
I just got a text from my friend in Sacramento that said, "Calmer seas should prevail soon." I thought that was kind of a
and I think that's so true. I mean, you know, China has gone through the bulk of their badness, and now it's kind of going down. So it's been, what, 2 months?
Yeah, and I believe there's a lot of cases have gone. I mean, they're getting better in China.
Right. Well, and that's what we're not talking about. Right. We're not talking about all of the people who have had it and have
recovered.
And the other thing they keep saying is that it's difficult to find out what the fatality rate is unless you know exactly how many people have been infected, and we'll probably never know that.
Right.
Because a lot of people will not be tested because they just have a cold or a slight case of the flu.
Mm-hmm.
They go on about it. Unfortunately, they are contagious during that period and don't know they are. So that's where you're going to get the people that we can't explain how they got it, because it may have been someone that was traveling, came back, had a bad cold, got over it, but infected some other people along the way.
Well, we had this a few months ago with the measles, too. You know, there was a big problem with that, and people don't know they've got that straight away either.
No, and when you get back from a trip, you have jet lag, you feel
fatigued,
you don't feel that great. So easily you could mistake something not realize it. So
I think at this point there's enough awareness of people that if they're not feeling well and they've been traveling,
we're definitely hypersensitive.
Those people with common sense are going to pay attention, and if they do have the symptoms, call their doctor and get tested, just as a precaution. I can't imagine that there's anybody on the planet right now that hasn't heard about what's going on.
That's
not aware. So just use common sense and limit your exposure to people who might be infected, or certainly if you don't need to go to places where elderly people are, and if you're sick, stay home. I think that's the biggest thing. If you don't feel well, and possibly are coming down with something, stay home and don't impact all of your coworkers and all of the people that will be coming into that business.
Right. And I think the airports are taking a lot of extra precautions, too, right now. They're very, very clean. They're cleaning everywhere, and they're cleaning those planes out. So I think there's going to be a lot more done around the world at worldwide airports, not just local and here in, you know, San Francisco, Sacramento, Redding, the ones we all use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot more attention being paid to
cleanliness. It should have been done before,
And, you know, my daughter works with a nurse who told her that, you know, we may be eradicating some things by having this happen, because we're going to be so much more cautious. We're not exchanging other bacteria and other viruses.
Right.
So in some ways, we're all teaching ourselves really good habits that we probably should have had before. And so on the silver lining is, you know, we're going to get through it. We're amazing. We're resilient. Our community especially, we've been through a lot here in the last few years with everything. So just continue to try to behave as normally as possible, being cautious about things, but spending your money and supporting local business.
Local businesses,
I've so enjoyed chatting with you today because,
you
know, being 50, you know, by the time I could afford to travel, kids are grown, whatnot, and in the last, you know, 10 years or so, it's so much internet. And I just never have had an opportunity to do much with a travel agent.
But you'll come see me now.
I totally will, especially for this Alaska cruise thing, because I think you've got my number on this, and the whole butler and the great food and all of that. But I just think that convenience factor, if you're going to fly Southwest down to San Diego to stay with a friend, it's one thing, right? But if you're going to be spending, you know, thousands of dollars to go to Europe, it's worth.
You have to go through a travel agent.
And if it doesn't cost anymore. Because you're getting commissions from where the
book
is
made.
Yeah, so
right.
It's like, you know, what do you have to lose?
And we're not tied into any company, so everybody
that's
knows.
Good, okay.
We can go anywhere that's giving you the deal. We're kind of like an insurance company. We look at everything out there and find out what the best price is for you. And the best price may not be the best suited to you.
Right.
You know, and in your case, you know, you want the butler and the
right.
wine in your room and
that's
everything
right.
else. So, you know, we'll probably go to a different vendor who is maybe a little more more expensive.
There you go.
So.
And at the end of the day, if something crazy happens, you're advocating
you're
for me to
call us and
to
say, hey,
sure. That's right.
Something's happened.
That's
I need
right.
your help.
You know, I do remember a trip that we were on where we had an issue with, we were in Europe, in France, and we had an issue with a rental car. When we got over there, that had been booked through a travel agency.
Right.
And without that travel agent, we would have just been in real trouble.
Exactly.
But it took the full length of France from Lourdes all the way up to Brussels to actually get it worked out back and forth with the time frame.
A time change too.
But when we were down in Lourdes, we were going to end up having to buy that car with the price. I mean, I kept telling the guy, I don't want to buy it, I just want to rent it. And by the time we got to Brussels,
it was sorted out.
It was sorted out thanks to the travel agent. So you really knew if you're going to be traveling in other countries and what have you, you want to have somebody when it just goes awry every which direction, you can call and say, help!
Yes.
And actually get a response.
Definitely.
So, thanks so much for joining
us.
Great having you this morning.
And we're open for questions, so if anybody has any questions, please give us a call. Again, it's 244-1400.
Very good. Awesome. Thanks, Sharon. This was fun.
Great to see you, Trish.
I know. Good to share time on the air. Clark and Clark, we never know what's going to come out of our mouths.
Second Thursday of every month.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460.
Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.